Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Jordana Abraham, Sammy Sage, and me, Aileen Drexler. We talk about it all, from the latest celeb drama to the best movies and TV shows out now. We share all of our thoughts, even the unpopular ones. Welcome to our pop culture group chat.
Hello, and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Jordana.
And I'm Sammy, and there is literally so much to talk about today. Aileen is out today, but we have a lot of Swiftie news.
I know, your fave.
Don't say I didn't say I didn't warn ya, is what Holly wrote on the outline, but I can't pull off that line.
I was hoping you would sing it, but here we are.
You know, like, of all the things in the world, singing is the thing I am absolutely worst at.
The worst at?
I would say of all the, like, obvious talents.
Okay.
You know, I can't do other things.
You're not
things.
Musically inclined.
I can't sing. Yeah. I'm not okay. Musically inclined.
Can you play an instrument? Is there another way that you're musically inclined?
No, but I can, like, no.
You seem hesitant to commit to that.
I like music. I mean, I haven't tried to play an instrument since I was a child. So I don't really, I was not bad at it. I just, like, didn't want to do it anymore. So I don't know.
All right. Well, I guess we are not forming a rock band, even though we briefly considered, you know, forming a Patti Smith cover band once upon a time.
Well,
as a joke.
That has been replaced by Three Betch Movers at this point and Three Betch Airplanes. We have a lot to do. I don't know if music is going to be the thing that we capitalize on.
That's fair. I don't know if I would invest in us as musicians either.
No, it's not our thing. Not our thing. But we'll talk about other musicians today.
Indeed.
What's going on? What, anything exciting?
No. You. What's going on with you?
Same. Nothing.
Nothing that I think is like worthy of taking up the listener's time.
No. Okay. Yeah. I mean, nothing even close to worthy of taking.
Oh, you know what I do want to say is that we got a review asking who Holly was.
Oh.
Since we brought on Holly last time. And I felt like we should address this. I didn't realize she wasn't on the end credits. We've got to add her in because she is our producer. She comes up with all the outlines every week. She gives us all the facts that we do not know when you hear us asking for facts. And she is like,
She's like, it's in the outline.
Yes. And she is a Taylor. She also happens to be a Taylor Swift enthusiast on maybe even more so than you, Sammy.
I would say she's way more than me. Not even way more. That's not true. I think that Holly is more than me. She's not more, but she's more knowledgeable than I am. Okay. And yeah. Right, Holly? Oh, she can't join in because she's not on the mic. Whatever. Yeah. But yes, we love having Holly here, and I didn't realize she wasn't in the end credits either. So, yeah.
Yeah. If you're wondering who our producer is, it is Holly. She is great. And anytime we get a fact right, it's because she wrote it down for us. And every time we get a fact wrong, it's because we don't know it and she knows it. And then she'll tell us what the right answer is.
Yeah. Also, there's... Oh, right. There's also... She puts it in the chat for us. So, it's good.
Yes.
Oh, apparently The Golden Bachelor is coming on You Up next Wednesday. That's an exciting note I've gotten in the chat as well.
I should have mentioned that. So we actually, the episode comes out on Wednesday. We recorded it yesterday. So we already had the conversation.
The guy?
Yes.
In person. Gary.
It's Gary spelled Jerry. Fuck. It's either Gary spelled Jerry or Jerry spelled Gary.
I think it's Jerry
it's
spelled
Gary. It's Gary spelled Jerry. Yeah. We talked to him about this too, about how weird that was.
What did he think about that?
He was like, yeah, it's like my mom explained it. Like, I think it was like an Irish thing that makes sense. Was how it was spelled and that's how it said. He was like great. Great sense of humor. I thought he was awesome.
He's so hot. Did you not think so?
It was, well, you know, I didn't have my glasses and
you couldn't tell.
It was virtual.
Oh, okay.
So you know when he's on the screen
yeah,
and
yeah,
we're
yeah.
in the studio. So I saw like
glimpses of hotness.
glimpses. He's a cutie.
It's okay
sure.
if you think he's hot. Like, you don't have to. I'm not saying I would like have sex with him.
No, I can say he's hot. I have had a crush on Mitt Romney.
I'm like, he's not. He's definitely no worse than Mitt Romney. If anything, he's hotter than Mitt Romney.
Let me see. Hold on. I'm pulling up.
Honestly, here's the thing. Just because I think he's hot doesn't mean I'm like interested in having sex with him. Like, I still wouldn't.
No.
Just telling you, like, that's not. It's not. You know, they're not equal.
I have to say, he was really cute. The pictures of him online are obviously extremely airbrushed, just like they are always.
Yeah.
But he's an attractive older man. But more than that, he has a great personality. And
he
I was
the je ne sais quoi.
And I was telling him, he just seems like a really nice, good guy. Like, lives by the lake.
Oh, what lake?
I don't know.
A lake.
A lake in the Midwest, I think.
Literally any fucking lake.
But I was telling him how, like, in terms of the Bachelor franchise, which has set now sort of gotten to this place where everyone's kind of like just trying to get famous or get a lot of Instagram followers, not really have to get a real job. And also, like, that now the Bachelors are sort of sourced from previous seasons, so everyone's trying to get on the Bachelor. I was like, you are the first pure Bachelor in a while, because he's not like coming from something else. They kind of like scouted him from anyone in
right
the world.
He's not like looking to launch his influencer career.
Well, yeah, that's what I said. We were talking about that because he's not looking to launch his influencer career. And all of the women are in their 60s. Like, they're not really, like, they already have established careers, or if they don't, then
they have
like,
social security.
Yeah. Like, they're getting exactly. They're already on Medicare. They don't need, the followers. So I think it's going to be a little bit of a different experience. And I'm actually really excited to watch it.
Same. I fucking hated The Bachelor for like 5 years more. I've hated it for like 7 to 8 years at this point, but I am so fucking excited for this show. I'm just pissed it's on at 10. I think that's pretty rude for the elderly people who are going to be watching, frankly. Like, it should have been an early bird special. What are we thinking? Like, it's obvious. That's obvious marketing. But whatever. I'm so excited. I have not been this excited for a Bachelor show in so long. And I agree with you. Like, I think it's going to be pure. I think it's going to be adorable. Because also, this is closer to how older people date. Because they're not like, oh, am I going to have to move in with you for like, it's not as like regimented the way it is for people who are probably getting married their first time and having like their first children. Older people do sort of date like this where they, you know, maybe they'll get engaged, but it doesn't mean anything.
You're really dating for a connection. There's no timeline, really.
Yeah. And there's
like there's no clock to run against, I guess, unless like, you know.
And it's not like
death.
They're dating. Right. But who's going to. Okay. Like,
right.
It comes when it comes. You know,
I'm saying you're more likely to like want a date to have fun, I think, at this age.
That's what I mean. And like the way that they date on The Bachelor, I think, is closer to the way that people who are at that age actually date.
Right.
Like where you can live separately, but like you're still a thing.
Yeah. No, that's true. And then Holly was saying that apparently like it starts at 8 the first week and then it goes to 10 or it goes to 9 or something like that. I don't know. It starts off earlier-ish. Whatever.
Of course, Holly will find out the facts.
You guys will find out what time it's on. I think we're all going to watch it.
I'm definitely watching it. I'm excited.
I think it's going to be a great refresh for the franchise. And he seems, from speaking to him, like Jared and I loved him. He had like a great sense of humor. We were like making fun of him a little bit. He was like all for it. Just had a great attitude about all of it. And I think like,
oh my God, should, if it doesn't work out for him and any of the bachelorettes, should he date my mom?
Maybe your mom. We should have put your mom on the Golden Bachelor.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, maybe next season.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I can see that. I don't see her enjoying that though.
No, I don't see her wanting to be in like the house to be like with anyone. She's like, I'll date him if he comes to my house.
Right. Well, that's just like a regular date.
Right. Well, so maybe we just want to set me. Okay. If next season, maybe it'll be a Golden Bachelorette and then there will be men who will get kicked off and that'll be a good dating pool for my mom.
Do you think there'll be Golden Bachelor in Paradise?
Oh, my God. What would it be? The nursing home? Sorry. Maybe the jokes are too easy.
I know. They really like
they write themselves.
It's very easy. I think, I mean, again, after meeting him, I'm even more excited to watch the show. And you can hear the interview on Wednesday, on our Wednesday episode, or Tuesday if you're a subscriber. But let's, I guess, get into the other news. We'll do it. Maybe next week we'll do a little... oh, no, we won't be able to because it'll be out that day at 8 p.m. In 2 weeks, we'll do a recap of the week before.
Around the office, we have so many colorful framed art prints and photos. It creates such a fun atmosphere, and it gives our space that unique Betches character. I wanted to frame some stuff at home too, but custom framing can be so difficult and so expensive. So the things I want to display end up collecting dust in a closet. But FrameBridge makes it easy and affordable to get your special artwork and memories in frames so you can spice up your space with ease. I love FrameBridge. I framed my ketubah for my wedding. The process was unbelievably easy. They send you a canister to send in your artwork. They send you a few different options of ways that they can frame it. You get to pick. They're actually helping me also design the frame that works best with the picture and best for my home. And getting custom frames can be difficult. FrameBridge is easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. You can easily order online at FrameBridge.com or visit a retail store if you need some guidance. You can also upload a digital photo for them to print or mail your item in using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Then FrameBridge custom frames your piece in the studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit FrameBridge.com or a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's FrameBridge.com. For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those five precision-engineered blades. The blades are perfectly spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving.
Okay, let's talk yours and Holly's favorite subject, Taylor Swift. What's going on?
I just
on
have
with
to
her?
Say, Aileen should watch out. Holly's going to be our third co-host before she knows it. She's been mentioned 17 times today. Okay, so we love you.
Watch your back.
We love you, Aileen. We love you, Holly. You won't be replacing her just yet. But okay, so Sophie Turner and Taylor Swift stepped out in New York City this week. This was interesting because, obviously, Sophie Turner just broke up with Joe Jonas a week ago, or he broke up with her, whatever. I don't want to.
They're getting divorced, whatever.
I don't know what I don't mean to use that as like the factual terminology, but they went out to Via Carota. Carota, is that how you say it? In the West Village. Very hot spot. Hard to get a table. And this is interesting, I guess, because Taylor Swift also dated Joe Jonas. He famously broke up with her in like a 15-second voicemail, I think it was. Let's get confirmation on that. Hold on. 30-second voicemail. And then she wrote a song about him called Mr. Perfectly Fine that came out on Fearless, Taylor's version. So the fact that like Sophie Turner went out with that, they clearly planned this pap walk. It's all very fuck right. You, Joe Jonas, without saying that.
Do you think they just didn't call to coordinate outfits?
Taylor and Sophie?
Because I'm looking at the picture and Taylor looks like comfy, cozy, and Sophie looks like she's like ready to fucking go.
Well, Sophie is the one who did just go through a breakup last week. So, there, you know, we have that. The other thing is, I see what you're saying. Here's the thing. Sophie has a sweatshirt of some sort tied around her waist. So I have a feeling that she was just like hot and Taylor was chilly. It was a September night. It wasn't, you know, we're in a transitional phase. Taylor's wearing denim. I think that it works because they also went out to a bar. after. So I think Taylor was dressed for dinner.
What was that like?
I don't know. I got to move to the West Village or
something. Imagine being at that bar.
Like, the sightings of Taylor. I need to be hanging out down there.
I mean, that's clearly a move because, like, no one goes just to a bar. Taylor Swift can't just go to a bar in New York
Temple
City.
Bar? Let's see where they went. Temple Bar, Lafayette. I mean,
why wouldn't she go to, like, Soho House?
I don't know, because Temple Bar seems very normal. It doesn't, it's just a very...
But she's not normal. She's Taylor
Swift. I don't know. Does anyone know anything about this? Why is Temple Bar so famous?
Is it famous?
Oh, this is the one in Dublin that is famous.
Oh. Okay, tell me you moved out of New York City 3 months ago.
Temple Bar, a moody enclave for martinis, is set to reopen. Oh, it's a retro jewel box bar in NoHo. I mean,
We're so uncool.
I know, we've become so uncool. How did this happen to us?
Well, next time we go to the city, let's go to Temple Bar. Maybe Taylor will hit the same spot twice.
You think?
Holly says it's a good date spot.
It's so dark, she says. Sean says, I've seen celebs there. It's hard to go there and bother them. Very dark and private. Oh, perfect. We like that. Let's go there. We want to be dark and private. We don't want to be perceived.
Date spot.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Now I'm going to go.
All right. So they went out. They went out to dinner and then they went to a bar.
To just sit and chat. Okay.
Yeah.
They're just like us.
How long did Taylor date JoJo?
Not long. I think it was like a few weeks to months, possibly even a professional relationship.
But it seems like maybe a move to annoy him. Maybe.
I think it's probably, I do think it's a move to annoy him. I wonder how they like got in touch. My guess is that maybe Taylor like texted her like, so sorry, or like DM'd or something. And then it was like, want to go out next week. And then they did.
Maybe they saw each other at an event or something.
Maybe. Oh, Holly says they're friendly from what I remember reading. Okay, I think Taylor's kind of friendly with everyone because she goes to like all the different award shows. She's always invited to the parties, and she...
Oh, she made the baby a blanket, Holly thinks, which, I mean, if that's your ex, that's maybe
a
little weird.
Well, is that where she got the lyric, and I make presents for their... It was Gigi whose ex she made a baby blanket for. Gigi whose baby she made a baby blanket for. But there is that line she has in the song that's like, cold was the steel of my axe to grind of the boys who broke my heart. Now I send their babies presents. So...
Okay. So Taylor's out and about making, I guess, like, I thought she was on tour.
No, she's going back on tour next month. She's going to South America and then she's going to like Australia. She's going to Southeast Asia and then she's going to Europe.
Okay. So she's on a break. Good. Taylor,
Holly confirms that line she thinks is supposedly about Joe and Sophie. So interesting.
Okay.
So it works. She has a bunch of lines about everybody.
You know, she's a wordsmith.
She is a wordsmith. Also, there are now these rumors that Taylor is dating the football player Travis Kelce, but they've been sort of knocked down by other publications. But then Travis's brother, Jason Kelce, is said that they're 100% true, these rumors. He said on his own show, it's hard to answer because I don't really know a lot about what's happening with Travis's love life, but... That said, I think they're doing great, but I think it's all 100% true, and I hope that this thing goes the mile.
Well, he said, I think it's 100%. I feel like those two things don't even go together in the same sentence. If you're saying, I think it's 100% true, if it's 100% true, then you would know. You wouldn't say, I think.
I think these people just really badly want to raise their name on Taylor Swift's back right now because it's a good time to do that.
I agree.
And she's not going to be like, fuck no, I'm not dating this guy. You know, she's going to, and there was, okay.
Doesn't seem like her type.
I agree. I can't see her with an athlete just because she's more of a brain girl and less of a.
Yeah. I think she's more like emo.
Yeah. And also Travis Kelce in, I think it was 2016 or 2018, he had a dating show that was called like Chasing Kelce or something. It's just all very transparent that they really want attention.
What team does he play for?
Kansas City Chiefs.
The Post is also like absurd. Like in this article that they're talking about how they're supposedly dating, it shows a picture of Taylor Swift and it says the singer was spotted sporting the NFL star's birthstone earlier this month. Like she's wearing a blue dress. Come on. That's right, a stretch.
That's for clicks. And here we are talking about it.
It's just very funny that that's like how, like, oh, it must be, she's wearing blue, which is the month that he was born. So it must be.
Right. It's like, who would even know that? I think they're kind of thirsty. And I think they're riding the association with her name because his brother has a big podcast. They're big in terms of like, they want to be big in media. And that makes sense because an athlete's career is pretty short. So I think they're trying to become like, they're trying to have a name outside of football, like Joe Burrow or Tom Brady kind of thing is my, okay. The Rodgers brothers. Like that's my sense of it.
Right. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is known to me as Jordan Rodgers' brother.
Exactly. Like I think that they want, it's, oh, that's so funny. Cause I see them kind of as brothers of each other, but
I mean, I'm just saying, like, that's like, I know more about Jordan Rodgers than I know about Aaron Rodgers, but that's because, like, Tom Brady, I obviously know, but it's just funny.
Right. Well, Tom Brady's the best. So that's why you know him.
And he's married to Giselle. It's, or was. Yeah, but whatever.
Yeah, but I think they're part of the reason why we know Tom Brady is because he's the best football player.
Right. Like, don't stop talking about him.
Yeah. And these are just like, they're football players. They're good. They're important football players, but they're like, we wouldn't be talking about them here. Or him right. here ever, if yeah. not for having his name next to Taylor Swift.
Right. They need to get into like pop culture to be more mainstream.
Well, that's why they had a show on E, Chasing Kelce.
Okay.
Which just makes me feel like, okay, he is more
they're thirsty.
Just like there's another motive. It's not like they've been trying to stay outside of the spotlight and then all of a sudden.
Right. Well, I mean, this doesn't really go with your Taylor's gay theory.
Well, I don't think they're really dating, so it kind of does.
I guess that's a fair point.
I don't think Taylor's necessarily like, I don't know about her actual, I don't have like a feeling on her actual sexuality. I just don't think she's only straight is my feeling. Not that she can't date men or right. she doesn't want to.
I think most people are not like the straightest of the straights.
I think that's what we hear, we know. But I think that like culturally, right. that's not the conversation.
Okay, breaking news. On the Sophie Turner front, there is some new information.
So literally, this just in. Sophie Turner is suing Joe Jonas for the return of their two daughters to England. She filed the lawsuit in Manhattan court today to secure the immediate return of children wrongfully removed or wrongfully retained. And she claims that the wrongful retention began September 20th, which was yesterday. So something happened yesterday.
When was she out?
Tuesday.
Taylor.
Tuesday. Must have gotten mad.
Poor kids. This is getting messy. I think they should just figure it out.
I mean, look, Sophie Turner and Taylor Swift co-parenting, way more preferable than Joe Jonas.
I don't think
Jonas.
Taylor Swift is stepmom. They're not dating.
I know, but I'm just saying like if you have Sophie, give the kids to Sophie. Wait, there's more. Sophie also claims that she and Joe decided over Christmas 2022 that they would make their forever home in England and they would start looking for schools there. She claims that they were both excited for that, but that I guess maybe he reneged on that. And the story is still developing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if just saying you're excited about it is like a binding legal thing, but...
No, it's not, but it does. I do think like if there's like documentation that they were really looking, it strengthens her case.
Right. But him just saying at Christmas, like, I'm excited to move to England, I don't think would necessarily be enough.
I think it's more about the agreement. It's the documents that say they were excited. It's he said, she's saying that he agreed.
Right.
Because she wants to get them into England. So she needs to basically, like, date that back.
Oh, poor kids. I don't
know.
Want them to be torn apart overseas by this issue.
It's like the Parent Trap.
Just work it out. Just have a nice... I feel like they should stop this, like, media shit and just talk to each other. Because, like, it's...
She didn't put it in the media. This is a court thing that got...
No, I know. But, like, clearly they're going for each other in the media. Like, him saying that she's a partier, her going out with Taylor Swift. Like, I think they should just, like, settle their shit and just have a conversation and just do what's best for their kids. That's my suggestion. If anyone's listening, if either of you are listening...
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/betches.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning. And that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft custom milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
Let's move on from Taylor, as upsetting as that is, I know, for everyone involved. And let's talk about Katy Perry.
Another of Taylor's former enemies.
Yes.
Okay, Katy Perry sold her masters for $225 million to a company called Litmus Music. They're backed by a private equity fund, Carlyle, if that's familiar to anyone.
Is that a lot of money for masters? Like,
I mean, it's what the market will bear. I
mean, right.
Like, I think it's a lot of money. If I'm Katy Perry and that's my career, and I'm like looking, I'm like, that was probably like, that was my prime time.
Yeah.
And I get $225 million for that. I'm okay. I'm happy.
Well, so I was like, wasn't how much, like with Taylor, the whole thing about her masters, like, was that, didn't Scooter Braun buy her masters for like $300 million or something?
$330 million.
Which seems compared to Kate. I mean, I feel like she's way bigger.
Yeah, but at the time, it was, she wasn't. She only had six albums at the time. And right. She got so much bigger. Also, inflation.
Well, do you think people are afraid when they buy someone's masters now that an artist will pull a Taylor Swift and just re-record the whole thing?
I don't think that. I think they might be, but I don't think that every artist has the ability to do that. Like, even what Taylor did was really, really risky, and it didn't necessarily have to work. It only worked, and I would argue it only worked because Folklore and Evermore made people respect her more. And because those, like, that opened her up into new genres, and, like, she started collaborating with, like, indie producers and just, like, people who were more, like, less in the pop world and more respected amongst musicians. Mm-hmm. And I think that also, like, the quality of her writing and her vocals got so much better in that period that it made people care more about her re-records. But I don't think that, like, most artists have fans who are like, yeah, let me buy the exact same album that sounds the exact same way.
When you say buy an album, like, people are still buying albums?
Yeah.
That's how most people listen to music? They're like,
I don't know about most people, but people are, yeah, a lot of people are, especially with her. That's the thing. It's like she drove this like resurgence in vinyls. She drove this resurgence in like owning music. Because it's not just that she wants it for, I mean, at least in terms of how she positioned it, that it's not just about the money. Like, it's about him taking her songs and her wanting to own it and her wanting artists to own their music. Like, I could see her starting a record label at the end of this where artists do own their music. and she like upends the whole model.
Right. Yeah.
But I think Demi Lovato is going to re-record her songs as well. I saw something that she was considering.
Do you think she can pull it off?
I think, can she pull it off? I don't know if she, I don't know if she's going to pull off like this, what Taylor did. Holly says she did with a rock version. So they have to offer, okay, I think they have to offer like a little extra. Like the fact that Taylor's offering 5 new songs an album, that's good. Like that's half of 1989, basically.
Right. Where do you buy an album?
Online, Target. She does like a lot of musicians do these deals with Target where they'll like release an exclusive song or an exclusive cover or an exclusive something with the book.
Okay, so if you don't have Spotify, you can, that's where how you would listen to it,
or Apple Music. You know, you could buy it on Apple Music. Like you could, you own it because right. Let's say they take it off streaming, or if you don't have Spotify Premium, you have to listen with commercials.
Right. Do you own any albums?
I do.
Like recently?
Well, I recently started buying vinyls because I'm such a fucking loser. And I really like them. I'll tell you why, because when you listen on like Spotify, you can shoot, you can skip, you can blah, blah, blah. There's something actually very relaxing, and I usually listen to them at night, about putting it on and you're listening to it through, like you can't skip ahead in a song, you can't skip to the next song. You're listening to the order that the artist wanted, like the exact way they wanted it. And it's right. Very relaxing.
But you can still listen to the order on Spotify.
You can, but it's like, I can't explain it. Do you not skip songs when you're listening on Spotify? Do you not?
Yeah, because I don't like the song.
Right. But it's okay for me. It's not necessarily that I don't like the song. It's like, I don't feel like listening to this, but
right.
It's like an experience of saying like, I'm going
to. I get what you're saying. It's like preferring to read a real book instead of a Kindle book.
Sort of like, it is kind of like that in to some extent. Like it just creates a different.
Or watching a movie in the theater instead of watching it on your TV.
Exactly. It's like a different environment and it's nice and it's relaxing.
Go back to simpler times of yore.
Exactly. I mean, people are buying her like fucking CDs. They like collect them. It's nuts. Yeah. I mean, I think, okay, back to Katy Perry. I do think that that is a good amount that she got for her masters. Like, and it's not just that she, anytime the songs are used in like a commercial or anywhere, that they would be paid.
Not to her.
Not to her anymore.
Yeah.
But that is, I think, why it's so important, because like, it's not just about who buys the music. It's like, if it's ever used in a show or a commercial or a movie or wherever.
Right. I bet you some people who are buying it now have clauses that say like you can't re-record them. I'm sure post Taylor Swift. I'm sure that's like in some sort of contract.
I would believe that. I believe that. But
I mean, if I were paying $225 million for the rights to the masters, I would probably want that.
I agree with you. But here's the thing. Most artists, I agree, people will do it, but I don't think many artists even want to do that. Like, it's expensive.
Right, but then you own it again. It's like you're recreating something that you...
But if you're not still really popular, then you're not going to make the money back because no one cares that much.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I guess we'll see how this all plays out. Well, congrats to Katy. Buy yourself something nice. Take a nice trip to the Cayman Islands.
Put that in some nice 5% yields, and yes. You'll be doing quite well.
She's set.
Yeah, she's set.
Good for Katy Perry. I'm a fan, so happy for her.
Okay, it's apparently a big music day on this podcast because we have a Drake story. Drake teased an image of his single, his latest single's potential cover art. And the cover art was Halle Berry getting slimed at the 2012 Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards. But he had done this without her permission, which is really weird to me.
See, I feel like he had like a crush on her or something at some point. Wasn't there like...
Did that happen?
I don't know. I feel like I've heard... There's a song lyric about her.
Which song? Okay, we'll find that out.
It's something to do with like finding her attractive, I would imagine, I think, right? Like, so it's, yeah. Like, I think he thought he was being flattering and she was like, it's not cool.
Let me use the ugliest picture of you known to man available.
It's like when your parents post a horrible photo of you online and you're like... And they're like, what? You look beautiful. Like, I think you're beautiful. And you're like, well, no one else would from this picture.
I would argue it's worse than that because
your mom doesn't have as many followers as Drake.
That. And also because it's not just like a picture where like her smile is not her favorite. It's like she's getting slimed at the Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards. Like, who wants that as their fucking, as like their fucking iconic image on a Drake cover? It seems like he's mocking her. It doesn't right. seem like something that he is for someone you respect. So if this is what he thinks about as like what you do to someone you have a crush on, that's fucked up. Yeah. It's like how he bought Birkins for his future wife. Like, what the fuck? Give those Birkins to someone who needs them. No, but it's really creepy.
All the people who want Birkins who don't get them.
My point is really that it's creepy. I'm kidding about the Birkins, yeah. but it's. I think that's creepy. I think that's weird. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was
weird. As a Birkin lover, I think that's fucking weird.
Weird move that he wasn't like, do you think this is cool? Do you think she would have cared if it was like a beautiful photo of her?
I think she would have cared less if it were like the photo of her winning an Oscar. Yeah, I think she would have cared less.
Right.
But also, I think how hard would it have been to make a little call to her, to from one agent to another, your people call my people, and be like, hey, here's what I'm thinking for my album art.
Did he delete the picture? I assume he's not using it. So,
is he using it?
I would assume he's not using it. I feel like she could sue. She said she's not going to sue, but she could sue if he used it, I think, because it is her likeness.
She said she doesn't want to sue. She says, I'm not interested in suing my people. I just wish these men out here would give women the respect we deserve.
That's fair.
Exactly. So don't use it. And okay, the lyric was, okay, it was a line that he rapped in the 2013 Migos Versace remix. I'm trying to give Halle Berry a baby and no one can stop me. Like, that's also fucked up. Like, you're basically saying you're a rapist.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, I feel like the rap lyrics sometimes are usually like kind of disrespectful. Like,
okay, but like you're picking a specific woman who is at the top of her game. She's like a black woman in Hollywood who's been really successful. And like, she's saying, I'm not going to sue my people. And he is disrespecting her. It's fucked up. He's an asshole.
Have some respect.
The preponderance of evidence around Drake has led me to believe that I don't like him.
You don't like him
anymore. No.
Okay. I feel like neutral about him. I think he's a little weird. I think he's like, I do think that he's like, he does some weird, creepy shit.
I used to think, here's
what I think. It's kind of cute. It's cute because he's famous, but if he were like a regular guy, you'd be like, eh.
You're creepy.
That's weird.
Well, yeah. Okay. I think that he used to be cute and kind of like cute and nice.
I like his music.
Yeah.
One Dance?
Okay, around that time, I think his personality was, at least from what I could see, was better.
No, I feel like he's always been weird. He's been like saying weird shit about Rihanna for a while. I feel like he had a big crush on her and that was like part of his personality for a while.
That's
and it was
true.
Like awkward. I think he like has these like weird crushes on women and kind of like, again, he kind of gets away with it because he's so famous and like they're famous too. So it seems kind of harmless and kind of cute, but like, they probably think it's a little weird.
Yeah, there was also, he was saying inappropriate shit about Millie Bobby Brown when she was underage and he wanted to like mentor her. I think he's on the edge. I don't like it.
I mean, he hasn't done anything for me to be
to
like.
To you? Yeah.
He hasn't done something so bad to me that I'm like, oh my, or just generally for me to be like, he's a scumbag. But I think that when you look back collectively, I think maybe his attitudes towards women border on a little icky.
Yeah, or it just hasn't been fully revealed yet, but the evidence in total, the way he, yeah, like this thing with Halle Berry is like a continuation of the Rihanna vibe. I don't know, it all feels very much like Tedros in The Idol a little bit. It's starting to feel that way.
I didn't watch the show.
Okay, well, yeah, starting to feel like that.
Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, extra dark brews, sours, hazies, and more. Many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings. So you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. So Shannon Bedore is sort of a hot mess right now. Do you watch Real Housewives of Orange County?
I have watched every season, but I have not seen this season. Like, I'm not caught up on this season, right. But I'm aware of it because I see the memes and It's all just out there.
Do you know what? I mean, so we know that Shannon Bedore was recently arrested for DUI. She drove her car into someone's house.
Did you see the videos?
And then she like ran away, right? I saw pictures. I didn't watch a video.
Okay, so there's the video. She swerves like around a corner and just straight up hits a house. Like, it could have been worse, but could have been better. But apparently she tried to walk away from the scene and like pretend that she wasn't part of it. Like, almost like she was just trying to like pretend like she was just a passerby kind of. I know. So she says that so now there are reports that she's going to rehab, but she's like, that's the headline. But okay. It seems like she's not sure if she's going to do inpatient or outpatient. It's unclear.
Here's my thoughts on Shannon. And I'm not fully caught up on the season, but I have been watching and I've watched all the seasons. Shannon used to be, I think, a much more endearing character. Like, when she started, I thought it was awesome that she was, like, super upfront with, like, my husband cheated on me. I feel like shit. He, like, never speaks to me. He's kind of ignoring me. I'm kind of, like, constantly trying to make this thing work. And he just doesn't like me that much was kind of her thing. And I was like, wow, like, you're really putting it out there. You're not trying to pretend you have the perfect marriage or that everything's good. Like, I respect that. And then she gained a lot of weight and she like really showed that on the show, how like emotional that was for her and how upsetting it was for her. But then now she's in this relationship, which is clearly like very toxic on and off. Like this, I think there were reports that they were heard screaming at each other and fighting. And I've heard a few different reports of that. But on the show, she's kind of trying to pretend like they have a great relationship. And you know, just from the headlines also, that he breaks up with her after they stop filming. So, you know, he's going to break up with her. But I guess they get back together. But whatever.
Okay. What's confusing to me about her relationship with John Jansen is that the night before, I believe she was, or a few nights before, she was on Watch What Happens Live with Dylan. And she said, they asked if she was with John Jansen and she said no. So their whole thing is clearly very weird and toxic. She also like posted a photo with him, I think, a few weeks ago.
It's very on and off.
I think, okay, we've said this. I know we started watching the OC late, like you watched it and then I watched it. And we've talked a lot about Shannon, and I agree that I really liked her because she was so willing to put everything on the table. And I don't think it's that she's unwilling to put things on the table anymore. It's that I think she's always sort of believing that her healing is right around the corner and it's not, you know.
Yeah.
There's always like a, I don't want to say an excuse because clearly these are mental health problems, and I don't want to say that, but like, there's always a new, she struggles. This is a woman who struggles a lot.
Yeah, she's a complainer and she struggles and she talks about her struggles.
She is a complainer, but I do think she genuinely does struggle. And I think her life is not, it's not that it's not easy, like, because it's so easy to not feel bad for her, but like.
Well, I think with her, with this relationship in particular, she's with someone who's probably not great for her.
But also was David Bedore good for her?
No, neither of them are good for her. But I think this guy, I mean, I've heard some stuff about how he really like really likes the limelight. And maybe that's like part of the reason he was dating her. But then also that like she didn't want to talk about his relationship with her because a lot of their fights were about the fact that like his kids don't like her. Or one of his kids, right. Something like that. I think I heard her say that maybe on a recent episode. She's like, I don't want to talk about it because like our fights are about the fact that his kids don't like me.
Right.
So sort of, I don't know if she said it explicitly or she implied it, but I could see why she's like, they don't want, like they already don't like me.
Right.
They're not, I don't think they're going to want me to like talk about how they don't like me
on TV. Nationally. Right. No, I think that's mature and good of her to do that. She really, and I would say Shannon is the perfect example of someone who's like had a really tough go on Bravo, but not at the hand of the producers at all. And not at the hand of Bravo.
She produces her own
drama. She produces her own hard time. And I feel badly.
It's also a weird thing because she really doesn't like Gina. Do you watch the season? No.
Not this season, but I know she's mad at Gina. I know there was a big fight when they were dressed as each other.
But it's kind of like if I were... Like, she's kind of shooting herself in the foot with the Gina thing, because the Gina thing was like, Gina got a DUI like a few seasons ago and Shannon helped her. She got her like a lawyer or something like that. But then she wouldn't stop talking about how she got her a lawyer. Anytime she and Gina would get into like a tiff, she'd be like, and I, you know, I made sure like her kids didn't get taken away from her because like she had the DUI CPS and I, thing. Right. You know, she would have been like, I don't know what she would have done without me getting her this lawyer. And I'm kind of like, and now she has her own DUI. It's just like a little... it's not a great look for her.
I think part of her problems are that she doesn't, like, she has all these issues and she has all these things and she never really shows empathy for other people who have that.
Right.
And I think that that is part of one of the worst ways that she handles things, because it's like, you've had all these struggles and rather than it make you more empathetic and help you evolve, it sort of just gets worse.
I agree. That's what's making her less likable, is that she martyrs herself. And I think she has pity on herself a lot. And she's not really like extending that to anyone else. So.
Yes, exactly. Like right. She feels bad for herself, but she doesn't ever give anyone else that level of leeway. But right. I think she wants to feel like she's better. That's kind of always been her weakness, like wanting to be better and show up this certain image that is just not real. Or she tries to make it real.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens with that. We'll see if she's actually in reality. Are they filming? I don't think so. Not yet.
No.
I think Real Housewives of New York is killing it.
I agree. I think they've done a really good job of making like a petty show about bullshit not so consequential.
Right. And they just like made the cast a little bit more fresh. You know what was funny about the season? And I might be a little behind. I'm not sure because I'm kind of just like watching episode after episode, is that they're all kind of competing to see who could, like, I felt like it was very New York to like compete over who grew up the poorest.
Yes, I was thinking that too,
like no one in Beverly Hills wants to come from nothing.
Yeah. No, right. Well, I think this is very like modern New York. The first cast would never, except like Bethany
would maybe, even Ramona was like, kind of talked about her like alcoholic father and how like it wasn't really about being poor. It was just about being like kind of
troubled.
Like, yeah. Troubled childhood.
Yeah. It's very funny. I think that has been sort of my least favorite part of the show, that they do this little bit of like a trauma.
Right.
Olympics thing. Yeah. That's like kind of annoying. But again, my feeling is that that is a result of cutting conversations that take days into 5 minutes.
Right.
Cause it's not like that's the first time they're talking about their lives. Like, they're getting to know each other in this weird situation where they're very much, they care about their perception. They care about the story that's being told.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But it is funny that they have like a pour off.
It is very funny. Who do you like on it?
I mean, like any Real Housewives show, everyone has their own fatal flaw, you know? I kind of like Jessel. And yeah. Jenna Lyons is sort of like, I like her sometimes. She's like a little weird. I mean, obviously.
Totally.
But I'm kind of intrigued by her. I don't know. The two of them are just kind of, I like enjoy when they're on screen, I think.
I think Jessel's the most like entertaining by accident. I think Brynn is the most entertaining on purpose. Sometimes yes. She goes a little far, but she's still really funny. Jenna, I think I am so intrigued by, but I feel like I'm intrigued by her in the way that I would be more intrigued by a person in real life. Like mm-hmm. she strikes me as like neurodivergent and really interesting and maybe a little difficult of a person to nail down. But I still think she's like still waters run deep vibe.
Right. She's the one who you'd like, I might want to like have dinner with you in real life, even if you're yes. not my 100% my favorite character on this show.
Right. Well, I think I might. Right. Exactly. Like as a character, she's not as intriguing as
a person.
Yeah, exactly. And then Erin, I find to be the most like she's the most necessary housewife, because if it wasn't for her, it would only be the trauma off.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows how to stir stuff. She knows how to be friendly. She's good at housewifing.
Yeah, I find her a little annoying, but yeah, I agree. Oh, totally. She's good for what she is.
Oh, I think she's the most, I think she's probably the most, I don't want to say the most annoying in real life, but I think she's the most familiar to me in real life, like a New York Jew.
Right, yeah. I enjoyed
her. So I'm like,
her.
I get
it was
you.
Did you see the part where she and Jessel says Tribeca is an up and coming neighborhood?
Yeah. Yeah. What? Jessel,
and
what are you talking about?
Erin's like, what did you get here yesterday? Like, she's like, I'm not trying to say just because I live there, but it's like the most expensive neighborhood.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, she's right. She is right about that. Like, she's obnoxious, but she is right about that comment about Tribeca. That is ridiculous.
Fine.
That is a ridiculous comment.
Yeah. But it was still like,
because
I don't know.
Here's the thing. Jessel shadily just moved from Texas. That wasn't acknowledged. And that is why she doesn't really know about Tribeca. And but that's, of course, Erin like takes advantage of that and is like, you're an idiot.
Right.
I like Uba too. I think she's funny, but she's had less screen time.
Right. Yeah, no, they all bring, I think it's good cast. They all bring like a little something to it. And I think they're all like together pretty enjoyable to watch. I don't think they would any of them be really like actually friends.
No.
But that's sort of the nature of all housewives stuff.
I'm trying to think, would any of them be friends? No.
No, not really.
Like not a single one.
Maybe Britt and Cy.
Brynn and Cy.
I don't know why.
I don't see that. Brynn is like having fun and Cy is like living in Brooklyn with her family.
Yeah,
like,
I guess no one would be friends.
I don't think any of them would be friends, except, you know, Brynn and Uva might be friends.
Yeah, because they're both like single and like model-y.
I think they both probably have more, both single, but also I think are a little more like fun and out there and more likely to be like open to meeting new people. Like I could see them meeting at an event and keeping in touch.
Right. I also feel like the Jessel marriage is definitely not going to work out.
Yeah.
I mean, the way they speak to each other.
I mean, it's really like, she's a fascinating person. I think she is so, she has like a little bit of like, there's a chunk missing up there and it's so entertaining.
I can kind of relate to it almost in some ways where she's just like, sort of doesn't know what's going on a little bit, but is trying to like, feel like she does. I feel like I feel like that a lot. I don't know.
Okay. I see what you mean, but the difference is that she tries to like project that she knows what's going on. Like you'll say like, I don't know anything about this, but she won't.
Right. Maybe that's the difference.
That is. It's that she'll be like, she'll like be an expert on Tribeca, but like not actually know anything about it.
Right. So who are we sending to the Caymans? Should we send Drake?
I think I want to send Drake. I think that that is like pretty fucked up that he would use this photo of her without her consent. I would be pissed. And go Halle Berry.
Okay. Drake, enjoy Delta Comfort Plus. We'll see how good your sales skills are.
Yeah. I'm not thinking they're going to be amazing, but
I don't think so either. But you're going to have to go try because you fucked up this week.
We sent you.
Yes.
Hypothetically.
And that's it for this week's At Betches podcast. You can follow me at Jordana Abraham.
Follow me at Sammy.
And make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. And we'll see you next week on the At Betches podcast.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, Rebecca Sosmakat, and Aliza Zim. Editing by Basilio Perez. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.